All right, so you ready to jump into this whole predictive analytics thing?
Yeah, let's do it. I think this is going to be a fascinating deep dive.
We've got this article, right? It's called The Rise of Predictive Analytics in Labor Management. Pretty catchy title, I think.
It is. And I mean, it's a hot topic for sure.
Yeah. So basically, we're talking about using data, algorithms, all that stuff to kind of predict the future of work, right?
Exactly. It's about using information we have about the past and the present, to make smarter decisions about the future when it comes to managing a workforce.
Okay. Makes sense. But how is this actually playing out in the real world? Are companies really using this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
More and more companies are incorporating these techniques into their HR processes. It's not just a theoretical concept
So
anymore.
what are some of the ways they're using it?
Well, think about hiring. It's traditionally been kind of a hit or miss process.
Yeah, you look at resumes, do interviews, hope for the best.
Right. But with predictive analytics, companies can analyze tons of data, from past employees, performance reviews, skills assessments, even things like their social media activity. And they can use this to build a profile of their ideal candidate.
So it's like taking all the guesswork out of hiring, finding the perfect fit for the job.
Yeah, and that saves the company time and money. And it's also good for the candidate.
Because they're more likely to be happy in a job that's a good fit for them.
Exactly.
Interesting. But what about once someone is already hired? How does predictive analytics play into that?
Well, it can be used to predict things like employee turnover.
Like who's going to quit?
Yeah.
Oh.
So by analyzing data like employee engagement scores, performance trends, even things like how often someone uses their vacation time, they can identify employees who might be at risk of leaving.
Wow. And then what? Do they chain them to their desks?
No, but they can take steps to try and retain those employees, maybe offer them more training, give them a raise, or just try to address whatever issues might be making them unhappy.
Okay. So it's not just about crunching numbers and making cold decisions. It's about using the data to actually improve the employee experience.
Right. It's about being proactive.
But hold on a sec. This all sounds a little, I don't know, big brother-ish, doesn't it? Is it ethical for companies to be tracking all this data about their employees?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And it's important to be mindful of the ethical implications of using this technology. Companies need to be transparent with their employees about how their data is being used. And they need to make sure they're using it responsibly and not in a way that discriminates against anyone.
So there's a balance to be struck, right?
Absolutely. It's powerful technology, but it needs to be used ethically.
I see. I see. So, big picture, where do you see all of this going?
Well, I think predictive analytics is going to become even more sophisticated in the future. We'll be able to predict things with even greater accuracy. And I think it has the potential to really transform the way we work, make work more efficient, more fulfilling, and more equitable for everyone.
Wow. Well, okay. This has been a lot to take in, but definitely fascinating. It sounds like this technology could have a major impact on the future of work.
Oh, it will. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of how we use it.
That's a great point. So, as we all move further into this world of data-driven everything, I think the question we all have to ask ourselves is, how do we want this technology to shape the future of work? What kind of future do we want to create?
Yeah, it's on all of us to think about these issues and make sure we're using these powerful tools in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. Thanks for the deep dive.
Thanks for having me.